there, Billy? It's the Wasis, the fucking Friday show.
Get in the damn house!
It's a fucking Friday!
It's coming! Get in here!
I want to record the Wasis in the Rain.
No, Jason, for real.
It's the ultimate.
It's storming out, dude.
Come on out, Billy-ish. Not a cloud in the sky in my heart.
Struck by lightning.
I'll just rest for a little bit.
Stay with me.
I'll just Jason, rest.
Jason, hello. Yo.
Billy.
Jason, stay awake.
Gotta do the wings. 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 There's goodness and kindness and hope that's in the world. And you know I'm here for you. And I'm here to tell you I'm being your friend. I'll pick you up when you're low, because I love sweet mashed potatoes and playing some Twister with neighbors. Ain't I lucky I found them, the twist. My pals!
Twister with Neighbors is filmed before a couple of our friends sitting in folding chairs. Welcome to Twister with Neighbors. As it is every fun Friday, I'm your host, Mason Burb. We've got an exciting show in store for you tonight. We're going to have our usual segments. We're going to have our very special co-hosts. We're going to discuss our favorite crafts and our favorite fall pastimes. It's going to be great. So thank you for joining us on The Twist. And you know what? You know what we like to say here on The Twist? Would you knit? Well, there's fresh pumpkin spice in the air. The leaves are turning. Fall is surely here. And you know what Martha Stewart said after she made a glazed ham, took it out of the oven on her show and held it up for the audience to see. She said, "Oh my, gonna be a good twist." Well, now entering the studio is frequent Twist co-host and dear friend of the show. Everybody knows who he is. He's coming down the steps now. A warm welcome to William the Whiskerless.
Hello, Mason. How are you today?
Welcome back to The Twist.
Thank you.
Willie.
Yes, Willie, William. No, anything that just sounds, you know, just I don't like using the B in my name. You know, a lot of people try calling me Billy or Bill.
Yes.
It's not correct. It's William or Willie or Will, okay?
People just call me Mace Face.
See, that is just so incredibly rude. I wish people would just be polite and use your full name.
It's a term of endearment.
Well, still, I like being, you know, correct and proper when I speak to people, so Mason it is for you.
Very well, William.
Thank you. So, what are we talking tonight on this fine evening we have here? You know, it's finally fall, like you said in the intro here. Pumpkin
Absolutely.
Spice everywhere. Had myself a latte this morning. Delicious.
It's our frequent fun Friday show.
Yeah, frequently, and it's fun.
Some
every
might
Friday.
Say Friday, but the pronunciation is Friday.
Like I said before, we like to be correct here.
Yes.
So
it's our frequent fun Friday show.
Yes, it is.
And we have fun in store, which is why it's called Fun Fridays.
It is. Do we have a specific topic for tonight, or are we just is it going to be
I figure we'll just do our typical twist stories where tell stories of when we were younger adults and the good deeds we've done in the world.
Exactly what I was thinking, you know. I have so many good stories I could tell, you know.
But you'll want to join us also for the other shows. You never know when a twist is going to brighten up your life.
No.
It could be a marvelous Monday.
Yes, it could be. An L-terrific Tuesday.
L-terrific Tuesday.
Those are great.
A wonderful Wednesday.
I love those.
Or my personal favorite, Turn Up Thursday.
Oh, man.
Or should I say Thursday?
See, we haven't had a nice Turn Up Thursday in a long while.
For any new listeners who aren't familiar with the Twist's Turn Up Thursdays, it's when our neighbor friend, because it is Twister with Neighbors and we're all about neighbors here, Fred Williamson comes over with a fresh batch of turnips from his garden. Sometimes he squeezes the juice and has me and William sample it. That's fun.
Magnificent, though. You know, it is a very agriculture episode. You know, every Thursday is, you know, it's always planting vegetables, mainly turnips, because, well... Yes. Our neighbor, he loves his turnips.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But tonight, we'll just do our usual 90% content, 10% fun.
Well, we can't go overboard with the fun because everyone will get carried away.
Well, there is some fun. As you know, we have our frequent twist silly characters that we like to do.
Well, I mean, we all know that.
But I don't know. I don't know. Some might say I check out during those. But, stay tuned. Tonight. On the twist.
Would you knit?
Hey, Rye.
Yeah? Steve, I'm coming. Hang on.
Oh, hey, Ryan. I always appreciate how you answer me right away.
Well, you know, it's the least I could do for the guy that married my mom.
I know I'm not your real dad, but you really do a lot to help me around the house. You're out there mucking about in the compost heap in a positive way.
Oh, come on, Steve. It's the least I could do. You're so nice to me.
You never leave your bike on the front lawn? I don't have to trip over it?
Well, I gotta keep it locked up. I don't want stealing it.
You always take out the trash for me and your dear mother?
Well, I mean, it's my chore. Come on, I like to get my allowance.
And you allow me plenty of free time to sit in my den, fully clothed, listening to my easy listening records.
Well, it would be awkward if you weren't, Steve. Come on.
I know, Ryan. I love you, little buddy.
I love you, too. Can I go back to watching my movie with my friends?
Go ahead, champ.
Thanks.
Your loving stepfather, Steve Elliot DeWitt.
Ashish!
You wanna have fun, it's a brand new scene. Pat Mesko and Wonky will Lindbergh lean. I'll teach you how to do it, it's tons of fun. Pat Mesko and Wonky are number one.
Wonky!
You know, Jason, back when I was in Afghanistan, you know, me being a military person and all, we saved about 14 prisoners of war. Saving them!
Here you go, son. It's your bus stop.
Thank you for dropping me off at my bus stop right here.
You'll see. It's your old successful friend, Rob! You see, I always follow the rules. I have a successful job at the hospital, you see. My Cleveland Indians are my favorite baseball team right here. People love old Rob. People love old Rob. I always wear gloves when helping my patients, you see. You see, I always keep my mustache trim and neat, you see. It's blunt. People do love old Rob. You see, I'm a good citizen. I volunteer at my favorite pizza place, Andy's. They pay old Rob in crust, you see. Old Rob would never take their money. I love the crust and I love going fishing with my old buddy, Steve. You see, my many successes. Huh? 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 I wonder who's calling old Rob. This is Robert. How may I help you? Uh-huh. You see, it's my daughter, old Beth. Uh-huh. No, old Beth. I would never dream of killing myself. What a strange nightmare you had. People love old Rob. Rob, how may I help you?
And so, William, it's another twist, and you know how we like to do here.
Yeah, and you know, you flick the spinner and see what color it lands on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no twist would be complete without a twist first story.
We need to have our twist first stories. Would you like to go this time?
I suppose that this particular week I could tell twist first story.
Well, I believe I did last week, so this week would be perfect for you.
Very well. Well, I'd like to recall a time when I was a younger adult.
Well, I would love to hear a story from when you were a younger adult.
Oh, I was about 22 years old.
Oh, so, you know, not much younger, we could say.
Well, at this time, I drank alcohol responsibly and didn't drink in excess, as one is supposed to do.
Well, like I've been told before, any more than four, and it's bad, you're going to be out the door.
Absolutely. So, on this particular day, I left alcohol alone and decided to go down to my local convenience store.
Oh.
I needed a couple of groceries, you see.
Not a bad thing. Everyone needs those.
I brought my own cloth bags because I'm a responsible citizen.
Were they made of hemp?
They were made of hemp, as you know.
Perfect.
I bought you some for Christmas, silly.
All natural. I still use them every time I go to the store.
And so do I. Now, this was a normal trip. You know, I picked up some spaghetti sauce and...
What kind of sauce, if you don't mind my asking? I am a huge spaghetti fan.
Prego.
Oh, you know, it's not bad. I love it. Mm. Sorry, continue.
I make the sauce at home. On my own. And then I got a couple other odds and ends. Some heads of lettuce.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Some fresh tomatoes.
Are you going to put those in the sauce, I hope?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
And a bundle of bananas. As, you know, one tends to do. As I was checking out, there was an elderly woman in front of me fumbling about in her purse trying to look for coupons.
Oh, well, you know, it's really, really a good idea to save money, so.
I always love when people are frugal and bring coupons to the store, and it's somehow funny that they can never find them when it's time to ring up, but I'm patient.
They need to organize like we do, and they need to make a coupon book like we talked about in last week's Pinterest challenge.
That's right. Stay tuned at the end of this episode for this week's Pinterest challenge. You'll want to send those in.
Yes.
But, so I helped her find her coupons and present them to the cashier for payment.
You were such a nice person.
Turns out her eyesight wasn't that good. You see, she couldn't afford a new pair of glasses, and her glasses had seen better days. So after I paid for my items and wished the cashier a happy Thursday, I asked this particular woman, who I will not name names because, as you know, the twist just... puts the innocent under its arm.
Well, we don't want to hurt the innocent here. You know,
twist got you under its friendly arm, sweetheart.
Well, we're very friendly people. We're protectors of society, if you will.
Right.
You know, in our own way. Obviously, we're no superheroes, but we try our best.
Twist knows, person.
Yes,
twist knows.
Do. Yes, they do.
So I carried her groceries out to her car, and I loaded them in the trunk. And then she thanked me profusely. She tried to give me a dollar and... said, I can't take your money. I just can't.
No,
okay?
That's absurd. Why would you even offer? That is your money. Save it.
Right.
We're just being friendly.
So at this point, I'm ready to bid her adieu and go back to my vehicle. But it occurs to me that no good deed goes unpunished. and maybe my job wasn't done yet. So I asked Jesus what I should do. And in my heart, I found the answer. And the answer was, I took her to my optometrist and offered to pay for her exam and a new pair of glasses because I didn't want her to run into trouble anywhere else in her life, in her home, another store she might go to.
God bless you.
It really made her day, and it made me feel whole inside. And I said, you know what? I can't wait to tell this story on The Twist, because this is what The Twist is all about. Helping your neighbors, being a good citizen, of course, crafts.
Well, I mean,
and
crafts were the original idea, but just being able to talk about the good, kind deeds we do on a daily basis, just it flows with our topics.
Right. So, I mean, just the simple first story, William, but a good one nonetheless. I figured I'd just throw it out there tonight on the
Twist.
Did
she take your offer, though? Did you get her the new glasses?
I'm happy to say that 2 days later, I personally delivered her glasses to her home in a brand new case, and she was very grateful. I had some home-baked cookies with her.
That is...
And
Margaret over here in our lawn chair, she's tearing up because of how nice of a deed you've done.
Yes.
Margaret, it's okay. I can get you some tissues after this segment.
Yes. So buy your own elderly woman some glasses tonight on The Twist. Would you knit? Wonky!
Saving them!
Knit! Hey, William!
Yes, Mason.
We're sure having a lot of fun here tonight on The Twist.
We always have a lot of fun. It's a wonderful podcast we have here.
Speaking of fun, in a few weeks, it's one of my favorite times of the year, William.
Halloween. Oh, my goodness. I love Halloween.
You'll want to stay tuned for our second annual Funtacular.
It's been 2 years already.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. The time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. We will be recording live from our Twistish studios out here in Hoboken, New Jersey.
It is beautiful here. You know, a lot of people seem to bash on it, but it is nice and quaint. And
it's our home.
It is. Exactly. It's
our home.
Man.
Funtaculars typically test through the roof. People love them.
You know,
did
you
notice, the numbers are the highest.
They are always through the roof, but we always average at least, 200 listens per episode.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't understand. Like,
absolutely.
Why are the Funtastics so much better?
I don't know.
Because we always have fun. Is it because we're having more fun?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
God.
It's the fun increased. I'm talking cookies. I'm talking caramel apples.
Oh, yes.
I'm talking sweet costumes.
Spooky time.
I'm talking little ghost crafts.
Oh my God, crafts.
I'm talking jack-o'-lantern carving.
Pumpkin spice.
A lot of these young people out here today, the women especially are dressing provocatively.
It is so inappropriate.
And I think let's keep Halloween simple and fun like it is.
Personally, I think it's more for the children to dress up, not for us adults. However, I am going to be a pumpkin this year.
And I'm going to be a silly cat with some whiskers.
Oh my God. See, I'm not a fan of the whiskers. As you know, I'm very clean shaven. But I'll let this one slide, Mr. Mason.
I know. So that is at or around Halloween.
Did I mention that with my costume, I'm adding scents into it?
Please explain to our listeners.
Well, you see, Febreze had a sale on pumpkin spice scents. So I'm going to carry one in the left eye of the pumpkin. It's actually a jack-o'-lantern, I guess you could say. But whenever I go up to get candy, I'm going to take it out, spray all around me so that when they greet me at the door, they get the scent of pumpkin spice as well as the outfit. It is next level, Jason. Mason.
Genius.
Yeah, thank you.
That is a fun little Halloween hack that I hope some of our listeners can use in their own costumes.
Well, we have it on our Pinterest if anyone wants to follow us.
Which brings us to our next segment. We usually do it at the end, but there's never a bad time for our Pinterest challenge.
Oh, I love this segment. Every time it's just full of fun ideas. As everyone knows, last week the challenge was a coupon book, or absolutely, ideas to keep your coupons organized. As I said in your story, I have one. It is a three-ring binder,
yeah,
with the card inserts that you could buy at any sports store or even Walmart.
Yes.
And in those inserts, you put your coupons in alphabetical order.
Yep.
Makes everything great. I also do it by store, not just alphabetical order, but you could do it however works for you.
You'll want to upload those pictures to The Twist on Pinterest.com.
Or we have an email.
It is twisterwithneighbors@yahoo.com.
Yes, it is.
For any questions, quality feedback, topics you'd like us to discuss.
And don't forget, we have a Patreon. If you want to subscribe to us, it is 99 cents a month, and you get premium subscriptions to our podcast. You get a craft made by us,
yes,
every month,
yes,
brand new craft. This month, we are doing something with knitting.
Yes, knitting all month long. It's so fun.
You know, especially during October, because we can make, as I would like to say, more fall-esque color,
yes,
themes.
Yes,
it's very fitting. So anyone who subscribes this month also gets a bonus of last month's. Even though you're late to the party, we're being special this month.
Absolutely. It's 99 cents a month.
Yes.
We will knit you into the blanket.
Yes,
the blanket
will.
Is our premium membership club.
Now, if you are watching right now on the Twitch TV, we have the camera set up. Behind me on the backdrop is the blanket with everyone who's stitched into it. Mm-hmm. Right now we have 6,000 knits on it, so just keep listening.
So get your name knitted into our blanket on The Twist.
And another thing is, we won't get rid of you. If you unsubscribe, you will still be on the wall forever, because we want you to remember we care about you.
You'll get some pod blasts only available to blanket members.
Yes.
Local humble celebrity William the Whiskerless will record an outgoing voicemail message for you of positivity.
I can. Anything you would like, as long as, you know, God is involved and wishes me, you know, the power to do so.
You'll get a picture of you'll get a t-shirt of,
ooh,
me.
Ooh.
Looking up at the moon with a telescope.
Oh,
yelling at the moon in a gentle tone. Marvelous Mondays. Marvelous Mondays! Premium subscribers will also get a tote bag featuring Walker Texas Rangers partner Trevette, surrounded in what's called a circle of friendship.
It is.
With my head, Barry's head, Kevy's head, and yours.
Yes.
And surrounding him with love that says, Twist has you under its very warm, protecting arm, friend.
Yes, yes, it does. It is a worthwhile investment. And again, you don't have to say subscribed, but if you do choose to, the perks stay as long as you're subscribed.
Yes. Also, for our Pinterest challenge, I want you to send me a picture of you doing a good deed.
Ooh.
As I recently did with my elderly woman friend.
You see, for this challenge, I want someone to show me a bottle of the pumpkin spice Febreze.
Yes,
That is what I'm using for my costume.
You send me the bottle, you'll automatically knit it into the blanket.
Yes.
I waive the fee. You're a member forever. But I guess that's all we got for this week's Pinterest challenge.
So, as everyone knows, we always have a winner.
Yes.
And we show them on our episodes.
Automatically knitted into the blanket.
Exactly. Last week's challenge was crazy or unique knitting ideas.
Yes.
Our winner, her name is Lynette.
Lynette!
The people that are watching live can see a little clip of what she has knitting right now. Those of you just listening, she's in the background. You should be able to hear a little bit of it. We'll let you listen to more later on. Or you can click the link in the description to watch the full video on your own. What she does is she made very unique children's knits for their feet, such as dinosaur feet.
They're darling.
She put stuff for your teapots. She will make a little design for it. It'll make it look like an elephant or something from Beauty and the Beast. Whatever you would like. She does personal ideas. She does large bulk orders as well. So we're just going to let it play. You can listen to her. She's a wonderful lady and our winner.
She used to be able to stand in front of a shop window and and she'd look at something in there, and she'd go home and she'd make it. Some people can even knit and read. Now, I can't do that, but I can look at a book of a picture and knit. But when you see this Christmas tree here...
So we want to thank Lynette for her submission. See you on the blanket. This is what we're doing.
Oh, God. Now, what do we do?
Well, you know what they say, William.
What do they say, Mason?
Every good twist must come to an end.
Unfortunately, but fortunately, because we can't go on forever.
No, but we will be back. You don't know when we're going to cheer up your lives. It could be, like I said, a marvelous Monday, I should say.
Oh, terrific.
Excuse
Tuesday.
Me, I had a frog in my throat there.
Listen, it happens to the best of us.
A wonderful Wednesday. Etc.
Yes, we all know, but you know, we should probably come up with a set schedule. However, the spontaneousness adds to the fun.
It's fun.
Exactly. It's wonderful.
It's fun.
So, how are we going to end tonight?
Well, I feel like since we did our first story that it's only natural that it's time for...
Oh my God.
Last story. Now presenting... A final story. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I am honored with last story tonight.
Why don't you tell last story,
Well,
William?
You did first story. It would only make sense and be fair, right?
Absolutely.
So, I actually have a story from a few weeks back.
Excellent.
So, it's not when I was a younger adult, per se. However, it was a few weeks ago. So... I was at Michael's buying some yarn and stuff because, you know, as everyone knows, I got to do my crafts. I love my knitting.
Love their yarn selection.
I was buying some ink for my calligraphy. You know, I'm practicing that. That is my new hobby right now. You know, I gotta branch out a little bit. You know, I'm not changing my brand, as some people say, but I'm adding on to my creative side.
Good.
So I was in line. I had a cart full of yarn. I had inks, you know.
Yes.
I was going to be in line for a while. As you guys know, Michael's, the registers aren't that big.
No.
And there was this lovely young woman behind me who had three things. I felt so bad, so I offered her to go in front of me.
Right.
And she was very very happy. She went in front of me.
Yes.
And then the cashier afterwards, she said that it was like the nicest thing she's seen all day.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually asked for my number. I don't normally give my number out.
Where is this going?
But I gave her my number, Jason.
Yes,
it was just, oh, God. So, later on in that night, I'm having my tea, and I'm knitting. I'm sitting here, I'm like, gotta stitch in our patrons. You know, I gotta put them on the blanket. You know, we're a few behind. I have been very busy with work. But I figured, I'm gonna text this girl. I'm gonna see what she says.
Yes.
And, I was delighted. She texted me back. We had a great conversation. I offered her to come to church with me on Sunday and then go for a picnic.
Love that.
You'll never guess what she said.
What is the answer?
She said yes.
Oh, wonderful.
We went to church.
It's always good when you bring a new friend to church.
We have very similar interests. We had our picnic at Castle Point State Park, you know,
right
over here.
Right here in sunny Hoboken.
Exactly. It was a beautifully sunny day. It wasn't quite fall yet, but it was a little cooler out.
What's that?
You know,
Carl over here in one of our folding chairs. He was just saying he brought his son there the other day.
Oh, my God.
Carl knows. Twist knows, friend.
It was like...
Twist knows.
It was the beginning of September. It was beautiful. It was kind of cool still. The sun was shining. We had a great picnic. I made some macaroni salad, homemade, as everyone knows. I like my cooking.
The recipe will be up on our Pinterest, of course.
It will be. She brought some drinks.
Excellent.
She actually... I don't think we're supposed to do it, but she did bring some wine. I know you're not supposed to drink in public, but...
Everything in moderation, William.
It was a nice red wine. It was delicious. We had a great time. And I'm excited for our next outing together. She was an amazing person.
Wonderful.
Thank you. So that is my final story. It's a very happy one.
Yes.
I am very thrilled to have met another friend or acquaintance, if you will.
Yes.
It might go farther than that. I'm not getting my hopes up, but...
Well, you'll have to let us know if we do a marvelous... Monday.
Well, I'm still talking to her, so we'll see.
Well, you let us know how Sunday church goes.
I will.
Well, thank you for telling a final story, William.
You're very welcome.
But I guess that's another
Another knit in the blanket, as they say.
Yep, another dial spun to see what
stitch in the cross stitch.
We got to figure out what color we're stepping on or putting our fingers on or how we're twisting around here with our neighbors.
Yep. But it's when I buy a new pair of glasses for a new friend, an elderly woman, or when Billy goes out of his way to bring a new friend to church, or any time I put a new craft idea up on Pinterest, it's these things that make me look in the mirror week after week and say to myself, I'm very satisfied with where my life is at. We'll have fun with papers and play some Twister here with neighbors on the twist. Would you knit?
All right, the EMTs are here. Let's go. Everyone stand back.
Jason! Jason! Don't die!
Little man, please stay back. Hold on. Claire!
Jason! Jason!
Little man, please leave. Back up. Look, he is fine, little man.
Billy!
My work here is done.
Billy!
Jason, the EMT saved you!
What happened?
Jason, you got struck by lightning, dude.
It hurts!
Well, I mean, you got struck by lightning. Pretty sure you died. Then the EMT Russian dude, he zapped you with the defibrillator, and now you're back. So lightning not only killed you, but saved you.
Why did I get struck by lightning?
Because you're an asshole. You were outside in the fucking storm.
I want to do the waste of the rain, that's right.
You can't.
Is it still raining?
No, it stopped. It cleared. It was only like a 20-minute storm, dude.
Oh, God, Billy.
You weren't dead long. I don't think you really died.
I mean, flatlined?
It sounded like it.
I had the craziest dream.
What was
it? It was just like Christmas time. When I had the crazy dream, remember the dream I told you and Kevy when I woke up?
No, I don't. Jason, this was like a year ago.
It was Twister with neighbors, remember?
No.
And I said you were there, and Kevy was there, but this time I was there.
Well, what?
And we were in Hoboken, and we were doing the show, but it wasn't the Winks, bro. It wasn't the fucking Winks. It was Twister with neighbors,
what?
And it was horrible. We were so bland and gay.
Listen, I am...
What's wrong with us?
I'm pretty damn straight, so I don't think this is right.
I was so satisfied with my life in that show. Jason, I don't know what it was.
Is it an alternate... satisfied with your life.
Is it an alternate reality or just Jesus a crazy Christ. Delusional dream I keep having?
Well, I mean...
Every time I almost die, I have it.
Stop fucking dying, then.
Is
no,
it
it's the afterlife.
Is it?
Maybe that's what your life
sounds
is gonna...
like hell.
Maybe
I guess
it
I
is.
Am going to hell. I mean, like, every week on the Winks, I definitely
put
another nail in that coffin.
We deserve it after this fucking shit we do.
Christ, but I don't know what it was, dude.
Maybe because when you die is when you have those dreams, so it has to be you crossing over to wherever your afterlife is.
Hopefully somehow, through some miracle, McGonagall picked up audio from it. And we could just...
He did last time.
Yeah, I remember.
You know,
it was a Christmas
because...
miracle. It was a Christmas miracle. Well, last time I wished I wasn't born. The angel showed me what it was like. Somehow I revisited this.
I figured it out.
It was Twister with neighbors. I fucking hate it. Fucking hate it!
The reason he picked it up is because of the microphone you wear. Because you wear it strapped to your chest.
Right.
So when you died, it's still on you. So it went with you to wherever you went.
Dear God.
Might just be a conspiracy theory, but it
like
seems legit.
Fuck. Oh, well, man. Is it too late to do the Friday show?
Jason, actually, yeah.
It's a fucking Friday!
It's pretty late. I mean, I had my rap ready. I had everything ready. I mean, I'm game still, but it's late, dude.
Well.
You missed what would have been an entire episode by me having to call the EMT and get you to not fucking die, dude.
Thanks for taking care of me, Billy.
That's what I'm here for. I mean, without you, there's
Billy
no
appeared.
Wings. Without you,
I
there's
love
no
him.
Wings!
What if there was no Wings, dude? Oh, it was terrifying.
Well,
hopefully
we would have whatever the fuck you dreamed about.
Hopefully I'll never have to revisit that world again, say like a month or two from now.
Well, I can hope so.
Yeah,
I mean,
hopefully I can stay out of trouble.
Seems a little absurd.
God damn it, dude. All right, I guess, McGonagall's recording, so I guess we'll just wrap up the winks for the week. I mean, I don't know.
Wait, McGonagall, did you record me? What I was doing to Jason? Please don't tell me you recorded that. Please.
God fucking damn it.
What am I doing with my life?
It's those things and more that make me say, what am I doing with my fucking life? And the winks. You'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddlywinks with stray angels.
You asked for it. A whole video devoted to the rainbow sponge. The Army Arts and Crafts Department sent me to Korea. Now, not a normal sponge. This is so dense. Three sizes because I can't stand just one size. Another thing that I want to talk about is the hygiene of the sponge. I squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. No flab on this arm for my cleaning. Flab on this arm. Now, if you do get it on your hands, gloves are incredible. I have a pure, I love a sponge that is absolutely pure. Oops, a virgin edge. Oh my gosh. I am sorry. Oh, I want you to look at all of those wiggles. Oh my gosh, wiggles. Oh my gosh. I love to wiggle the whole thing. There are many other surfaces that you can sponge on. I'm going to show you wood. Of course, you can go straight. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love this. Are they incredible or what? Okay, calm down, Dee. And it's done. Yes. Do you see that? Oh, earth tone. Look at that. Is this fun or what? Look at that. On a card. Breathing heavy. Oh. Yes. Yes. Let's stamp it out. Oh my gosh. Now, think. Go this way. And now we zigzag. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Look at that tie. Okay. And then there. And then. Oh, this was one night that I did not sleep. It is so hard to stop.